wrong shed. We are not looking for emerald green.
Scabbard? Bead necklace?
A blue cloak. Oh, look at this, my friend.
Blackbeard.
And observe, Hastings. It has been trimmed to make it look like the beard worn by Inglethorpe.
A good place to hide it. Apart from Dorcas, the only people who appear to have known about the dressing up box are John and Lawrence.
And the beard is new. Everything else in the chest has been used over and over again, but this was obviously bought quite recently. I need someone to find out how it came here.
You could always ask John.
No, not John.
Miss Howard might know, or she could certainly find out.
An excellent idea. But I am in her black books because I prevented Inglethorpe being arrested. Can she be persuaded, I wonder?
Well, Monsieur Poirot, what do you want? Out with it. I'm busy.
Do you remember, mademoiselle, I once asked you to help me?
Yes, I do. And I told you I'd help you with pleasure to hang Inglethorpe.
Miss Howard, my friend Hastings told me of something you said that impressed me very much.
Well, what was that?
That if somebody close to you had been murdered, you would instantly know who had committed the crime.
And I suppose you think that's nonsense.
Not in the least.
And yet you don't believe me when I tell you it was Inglethorpe that killed poor Emily.
No, because you really do not believe that he did it. You are trying to shut out the name of the person your instinct tells you is the murderer.
No, that's not true.
I know you have too high a regard for justice to deceive yourself. Help me to unmask the real killer of your beloved Emily.
Yes, you are right. Nothing must be allowed to stand in the way of justice. Tell me what you want me to do.
Ah, Miss Murdoch, the very person I wanted to talk to. Monsieur Poirot wants to know if he can come and have a look round your dispensary.
Of course he can, but tell him I'm not there on Wednesdays. He's such a funny little man. The other day he made me take the brooch out of my tie and put it straight.
Yes, that kind of thing is rather an obsession with him.
Captain Hastings, you're always so kind and know such a lot. I want to ask your advice.
Go ahead.
You see, Aunt Emily always told me I should be provided for. I suppose she forgot or didn't think she would die so soon. But the long and short of it is, I'm not provided for. Do you think I ought to go away from here at once and stop living at Stiles?
Oh, good heavens, no. I'm sure they don't want to get rid of you.
Mrs. Cavendish does. She hates me. And so does he.
Oh, I'm quite sure you're wrong about Mary. And as for John...
Oh, I didn't mean John. I meant Lawrence. Not, of course, that I care whether he hates me or not. But he's been behaving so strangely lately and tries to avoid speaking to me. It's rather horrid when no one loves you. I don't know what to do.
I know what you should do, Cynthia. Marry me.
You'd be silly.
I'm not being silly. I'm asking you to do me the honour of becoming my wife, Miss Murdoch.
You funny dear. It's perfectly sweet of you, but you know you don't really want to.
Yes, I do. And there's nothing to laugh at. I don't see anything funny about a proposal.
No, indeed. But next time somebody might accept you. Good morning, Captain Hastings. Mm. And thank you. You've cheered me up very much.
Thinking over our little interview, it all struck me as being profoundly unsatisfactory. After lunch, I went for a stroll through the woods and sat down under an old beech tree trying to work out the whole mystery. In a couple of minutes, I was sound asleep.
It's no concern of yours, anyway.
John and Mary Cavendish were standing only a few feet away, totally unaware that I was there.
I won't have it, Mary. Do you understand?
You won't have it? What right do you think you have to criticise my conduct?
It's the talk of the village. My mother was buried only yesterday, and you spend all your time gadding about with that fellow.
Oh, well, if it's only village gossip you're worrying about...
You intend to go on seeing Bauerstein?
If I choose... I deny your right to criticise my actions. Do you think I don't know what you're up to?
What do you mean?
You know very well what I mean.
Mary, are you in love with this Bauerstein fellow?
Perhaps. But if I am, it is no concern of yours.
I stood there, not daring to make a move until Mary had gone. And then I stepped ostentatiously.